Hey, this is RobFuzz.com audio blog for May 16th, 2005. Phoning in today, today's latest gadget, the Optimum Voice. That's right, calling in and leaving a message for my audio blog through my cable modem, through the phone line, and it's recording through the cable modem, obviously. And not obviously, but that's the deal. And it records like a wave message, and you can go online and recover it. So my friend Craig has it. He was telling me about it. But all the services, it breaks down to like $15 a month because you get a $20 rebate if you have the cable modem and cable TV, and that's what we have. So for $15 a month for unlimited nationwide calling, you can't say no to that. It's unbelievable. I think we were paying like $70 or something before that, and now we have this, and it seems like it's going to be a really cool thing. So I just wanted to test it out. This is a strange audio blog where I got going to check in with Rory Daniels right now and hear what he has to say on his way to AC.
All right, so the first RD update, RD to AC.
Tuesday, 9:46 a.m.
Okay, here we go. Initial update. This is RD and the TT going down to GSP and down to AC for the B-Day. No RF. He went, I'm going SOL here. SOLO. Solo. 70 degrees downspan, a little RD on stereo. Mile marker 120. I'm prepared to win big today. Beautiful day, downspan. Further updates to come. RD, cruise.
Tuesday, 10:44 a.m.
So we're looking at about exit 67 mile marker, 67.3 to be exact, doing about 65 miles an hour behind some old lady to do it, the blue plate. That's okay. Going AC, went back to my buddy that did for me last week. Flying a little slower, I should hear, I couldn't make the trip, I'm going to look at a house, very cool, very cool. So quick update, 68 degrees. Average is 37 miles per gallon. The DC's humming along. What's the way, money? My radio station just faded out. I'm a little too south. Oh, well. Stay tuned. More to come through.
There was Rory. I couldn't make it down, so he was just calling and bragging. And I just couldn't make it down. But there's a little message from the phone. I thought it was really funny. Also had lunch with my buddy Chris last week. He's my resident Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Know-it-all, so let's hear some reviews with him.
Here with my guest, podcaster Chris.
How you doing?
And, of course, we're going to be just a couple different segments. This is about, we're going to talk about the new Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. What exactly is a Sith, anyway?
It's just like a the evil version of the Jedi.
Chris, let me know, so.
Not that I'm an expert.
Not that he isn't. He is my Star Wars expert on the thing, so.
Since I don't want to be branded.
So, Chris is going to give it, he read a bunch of reviews, he's going to give, like, his review of his, the reviews he read, and, I heard that, well, this is the first, not that I heard, but it's the first movie that's PG-13. What's your feelings on that?
I think it's good, just for people like, us who are older Star Wars fans, we get to see a little bit more, more drama, more violence. Instead of trying to keep it, you know, clean and PG for the kiddies.
Right. So
and my kids are young enough, so it doesn't matter. They're not going to see it anyway. So.
Right. All right. So I'm going to hand over the my little pocket PCD, and you let me know what you thought of the reviews. What are they saying about it?
Well, first of all, Steven Spielberg actually did a review of it because he saw the whole thing. And
what did you read that? Starlog or something?
I think it was on Cinescape.
Cinescape.
But Lucas let him watch the whole thing, and he thought it was fantastic, the best of the new trilogy. And he said that the everything that happens in it, it was gonna it'll answer all the questions, and it's just a visual spectacle, which we knew was going to be. And the other reviews I read today were saying that it's probably the best Star Wars since Empire Strikes Back, which is really good. In fact, this one person, if he had to put them in order, he would say that it was Empire Strikes Back, A New Hope, Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Jedi, Attack of the Clones, and Phantom Menace. So, that's that's
yeah,
hopeful.
Phantom Menace doesn't do yeah. favor to many people.
So. I don't know, I liked it. I liked it better than Attack of the Clones, but...
I would have put Empire Strikes Back first, but...
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah. I think I would put that one first, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm psyched. I can't wait to see it.
Good, where are you seeing it?
Unfortunately, I have to see it in North Carolina, because that's where I'm going
to
be.
Stay out to go see
No, unfortunately, I can't. I'm going to be away down in the Bible Belt.
It's cool. I saw a commercial again last night, another commercial. A bunch of different cool close-ups of Grievous and a bunch of different... Did you see that one?
I think I did, because I was watching CSI, and it was on during that. I think I saw it.
Looked very promising.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I did send Chris... The thing on the internet with all the spoiling pictures. So Chris took a peek, I took a peek. So
yeah, I probably saw much more than I wanted
me
to see.
Pretty much,
but it's still gonna be good. It's still gonna be fresh.
And I've been avoiding playing the video games because I want to definitely go see it the day it comes out. So now what's the confusion here? Does it come out Thursday the 19th, or does it come out Wednesday midnight into Thursday? Or
yes.
What's that's the deal?
Wednesday midnight. 12:01 is when it's you know,
see,
which is actually Thursday.
Thursday midnight or something.
No, Wednesday midnight, which would be Thursday.
So
you
it's
know.
Always confusing.
I know.
I don't know what they did with the other one of the Star Wars movies. I think they just bumped it back to Wednesday and then opened it then. I don't know why
I
they
think
still
so.
Do that. But
I don't know.
Well, it should be good. Over and out on this part for, thank you, Chris, for the review.
Sure, anytime.
And, Chris and I did our usual monthly, little, lunch outing, you know, just go over some stuff and wish Chris a happy birthday.
Thank you.
And, safe trip to North Carolina. All right, over and out until the next part.
And that was Chris, and, movie comes out Thursday. I'm all psyched. I'm going, Thursday, 12:45. So if anyone wants to join me, we're going to the New Brunswick theaters, the Lowe's on Route 1. The theaters are unbelievable, and that's where we're going to be. So if you'd like to join us, come down. That's really it. I'll be posting some new stuff on the blog this week. I'm posting in this message where you see this. It's the official movie poster for the new Star Wars movie, and it's done by Drew, a great artist who's done every Star Wars poster, and he's done, like, every Spielberg movie, and he's just an unbelievable artist. So there it is. It looked cool. My friend's going to premiere tomorrow night, and I scanned her ticket, and there it is. And I just wanted to share for everyone. That's the poster. So check it out. Hope this worked. And this is voice over IP at its best. I'm excited about it. They came today. It took like 20 minutes to hook up. And I'm good to go. Now I'm going to go retrieve this message and see if I can import it. And if I did, obviously, you'd be listening to it now. So enjoy. That's it. This is Rob Fuzz signing out. Peace.